proposed ordinances. Mr. Griffin?
We have eight of them tonight. I'll try to be quick. Number one, ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in the GR General Residential District for multifamily dwelling structures, six units to be located on a certain parcel of land in Lewis and Rehoboth 100 containing 1.66 acres. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a GR General Residential District for a community center to be located in a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 41,651 square feet. It's an application of Cynthia Brittingham.
I'll introduce it.
Ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 Agricultural Residential District for borrow pit excavation to be located on a certain parcel of land in Nanticoke 100, Sussex County, containing 199.50 acres, David Horsey and Sons.
I introduce it.
Ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 Agricultural Residential District for an expansion of existing manufactured home park campground by adding 24 campsites to be located in certain parcels of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 4 acres, Pine Acres, Inc.
I'll introduce it.
Ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in AR1 Agricultural Residential District for motor vehicle service, restoration, towing, and sales to be located in certain parcels of land, Indian River 100, containing 2 acres, John and Michelle Beaver.
I'll introduce it.
Ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in AR1 Agricultural Residential District for an office for an architectural firm to be located in certain parcels of land in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, containing 14,972 square feet, Stephen Wagner.
I'll introduce it.
Ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in AR1 Agricultural Residential District for a landscaping and garden center to be located in a certain parcel of land in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 1.7 acres, Gray's Creative Touch.
I'll introduce it.
Ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in AR1 Agricultural Residential District to amend a conditional use 1321, Ordinance 1361, to allow an office showroom and an artist space to be located in a certain parcel of land of Broadkill 100, containing 36,000 square feet.
I introduce it.
That's all.
With that objection, I'd like to move additional business down to after the public hearings. Anybody have a problem with that?
No problem.
Additional business.
If you did, Dan Kramer.
What's your name?
Dan Kramer. Okay. I'll tell you what. Cole, you want to listen to this because this is very important.
You mean you want
particularly
me to
for you?
Stop reading the paper.
Because I'm going to tell you what. I was told that you want to hire a consultant to find out how much land is or park and recreation garbage is out there that the county or doesn't have. Well, the county actually doesn't have park recreation, which I think that's great, because guess what? By just doing a little bit of homework, I got two items, by the way, this one and the next one. Just a few minutes looking around, you don't need a consultant to find out how much is out there. Sussex County has a home of 5 state parks, and you got thousands of acres of trails, you got all kinds of things. You got red state forests and the whole kit and caboodle. Now, and every town has a baseball field. Most of them have soccer fields. Some of them even have football fields. Now, what more do you want?
And they all got libraries.
Well, Dan, excuse me,
Mr. Cole. I'm not sure. I don't know what. I don't follow you about the consultant. Where's this coming from? I don't know anything about it.
Oh, well, I was told that he wanted to hire a consultant.
Who told
to
you
go,
that?
To is go it? Out and pay all this money to find out what I found out in about 15 minutes.
We appreciate you doing the investigation. I don't think he's just 3 months to hire a consultant.
Now, wait a minute.
I don't
it's think like this here. Now that I've done his job, now where's my paycheck?
Well,
from him, not from you,
where'd
but
you
from
hear
him.
That? Where'd you hear that?
Okay, your second item.
And now the second item.
Your brother, Dan Gaffney, probably.
It's like this here. You think I listen to that show?
You're on there every morning.
You're good to go on there
every morning. Have you heard me in the afternoon? No, you've not heard me in the afternoon at all. But you've heard me in the morning. That's true.
What's your second issue?
The second issue is signs. Now, this is also Cole's favorite subject. These signs that are being put up on the weekends. And by the way.
Taken down. They're hardly ever taken down.
Well, guess what?
What?
Now, what I want to know, what I want to know, the county has an ordinance that says signs can't be up. State has the law that says they can't be up. I want to know who you guys are protecting. Are you protecting the landowner, or are you protecting these developers that put these signs out there? Because guess what? Ignorant sucker came out and stuck one on my property.
For sale?
Well, guess what?
For sale? Ooh. Was it for sale?
You didn't touch it.
Guess what?
You didn't touch it. You
didn't touch it? I tell you what, I grabbed that sign and I got that sign because you know what I'm going to do with it? I'm going to repaint it and I'm going to use it for my own business.
Oh, no. All right.
I dare the sucker to come up
what
on
else?
My property and say, hey, I want my sign back, because he's got about 10 seconds to hit the road.
And
what's
we
your
don't
other
enforce
issue? You got another issue?
We don't enforce
the signs.
Them.
Okay.
Why don't you enforce them?
We're working on it.
Yeah, I know.
Not a thing on it,
we'll
Dan.
Recess. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. Yes, sir.
My name is Joe Warnell.
You got a hard act to follow. You know that?
I know.
Raise your hand first next time.
Yeah, you got to raise your voice and scream and holler and all that.
I live in Lincoln, okay. And I'm here to request the county council to consider the wishes of 1,500 Lincoln residents who signed petitions against the Route 113 spur, because it's not a bypass, it's an overpass. It's supposed to be 30 foot high, 300 foot wide, and a mile long over the town of Lincoln. I calculate 60,000 truckloads of dirt are going to be required, and I've consistently asked him where they're going to get 60,000 truckloads of dirt. He says, don't worry about it, Mr. Warnell. We'll find the dirt.
They'll find the dirt quicker than we'll the money.
Yeah. And that's why I'm here tonight. I'm sorry to be here to ask this right so soon, but the bond committee meets probably around the 21st, which is only 2 weeks away, and I would like to ask the Sussex County Council to support the 1,500 Lincolnites who signed and voted against this overpass over their town for a spur highway that we don't need and don't want.
All right, let me.
I just want.
I'm
to
not say sure that. I can adequately express my point on this. Mm-hmm. I agree with you. Mm-hmm. I just find it difficult for the county council to get in this issue with the highway department, because I had a call today. We got the same thing with Georgetown. And I've been told that DelDOT has spent $400 million in the last 10 years hiring consultants.
Right. From Maryland.
Huh?
Mostly from Maryland.
I'm not getting into that one.
Yeah.
And they're doing the same thing now, and I don't know how many million they spent already on this, and nothing's going to get done. They're going to finally just walk away, as they did down there in Midway a few weeks ago after the developers put probably millions of dollars in escrow. And after a study, consultant, they said, we're not going to do anything. We're going to study for 18 more months. The people don't want anything, and they're walking away from it. And my question is, what are they doing with the developers' money that's in escrow? County Council is getting criticized because of the roads. Developers, I'm telling you, are putting millions of dollars up for road improvements that are not getting done.
Exactly.
And, you know, I think it's a shame that when the developers are willing to pay for it, that the state won't say, okay, let's do it. But they're not. They're taking the money and holding on to it. Yep. And I can tell you, me, and our children probably will never live long enough to see any improvements to Route 113.
If I could just add one other point,
yes,
which I think is a concern to all of you, is that DelDOT is considering limited access, restricted access highway. Restricted access. That means the farmers can't go across it. They can't, if it goes through their farm, they can't farm from both sides, because you can't get across it with farm machinery. The school buses will have trouble because it's limited access. They can't get across it. The emergency vehicles, the fire companies can't get across it. The ambulances can't get across it. The Postal Service is against it. They've told me. The fire companies have told me. The police departments have told me. This limited access concept is terrible for the lifestyle of the local people. And that's why I think the city council or the county council has the right to oppose it, because it's too restrictive to everybody that lives. Now, we're only asking for a restriction or a letter or even an individual opinion regarding the Milford-Lincoln area, because we can't tell them what to do down in Georgetown or down the line.
Well, this council is on record supporting the notion of a north-south limited access highway because we have recognized that a lot of north-south traffic going from New York to Florida is no longer going around D.C. They're coming through Delmarva. And you know as well as I do that the 113, Route 13, get completely jammed up at certain times.
At certain times.
Those limited access highways have their advantages, but I can appreciate your concern for that Lincoln area.
I should say also that I do own a farm that's on the spur from that goes through Lincoln over Lincoln, and so that's why I was asking either individually or collectively to cite that you were in favor of not building it through the town of Lincoln, which will destroy it.
The call I had today said that they just met, I don't know if it was last night or a night or two recently, in Georgetown here at Delmarva Christian High School, and they estimated 500 people there.
That's right.
All in opposition to that. And, you know, it's, you know, Mr. Jones,
I wasn't at the Georgetown, but I was at the one that the prior before the crowds formed, for lack of better words. And if they would quit drawing so many lines.
They change it every month.
Every month. And for lack of better words, they piss everybody off, and now that everybody's, you know, in a tizzy, and they're running, you know, and then that, instead of having approximately maybe 10 people mad at them, they have 500 people mad at them because they got all these lines all over the place.
Thousands.
And I'll be honest with Mr. Stickles here, when I was president last the council, which was like two years ago, I sat down with them, and Mr. Stickles sat down with them, and they still had, I'm going to say at that time, six lines around Georgetown, the Lincoln-Melford area, and came to me as president and said, would you help us preserve some of this land? And I said, well, it's pretty hard when you're 10 miles wide and, you know, this to be able to give me some indication. And again, it was 2 years ago, and they told me it would be another year. Well, now it's another year past that. And I certainly can support your understanding. I support because now the group that is mad at Georgetown is a whole entire group that's different than it was 3 months ago and 3 months before that because they changed the line again. So, I think they keep shooting themselves in the foot every time they open their mouth. And like I said, I support that we need to do something, but I also support that we certainly should, you know, there are certainly better ways to do it when they're doing it.
You need DelDOT. I understand that. And we're
I
just
can
saying
take my crown out and do better.
We think this is a bad design. There's better designs east and west than going down and making 113 limited access. It would just be ruinous in the Milford Lincoln. Milford has already said no. We'd like to have you say no for Lincoln.
Well, Georgetown's going to say no, too.
I think
and,
so.
You know, and Millsboro, they're all quite upset.
Thank you for listening to me.
Thank you. We appreciate your comments. Sir. In additional business, we'll recess for 5 minutes and we'll be right back.
That's it.
Oh, boy. Hey, Mike.